The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Getting slammed, you can hear it right now, by the latest storm, a storm that many have been talking about that has been circling around Arthur. It's been part of the conversation now for the last 4 or 5 days, maybe even a little bit longer than that, because I know last Friday, when I made landfall in California, they were talking about Arthur. In fact, you know when you go up in elevators and they have the TVs, like, cause we, of course, we have to always have television by us. So they have little TVs in the elevators. And I remember everyone saying, oh, look at that. Look at the red spots all over it. Look at it. And sure enough, they were amping up to talk about where this was going to fall. 23 counties up to their ankles and beyond in water, hurricane warnings up for most of the North Carolina coastline. Massachusetts and Virginia not far behind. Tropical storm, though, for them. North Carolina folks certainly knew to prepare because this was coming up. You know, this we saw, as I was saying, whether it's a few days or a week or however long, we knew that it was happening. And it's interesting as to whether or not people choose to heed the hurricane warnings or they simply just kind of push them off in the background and kind of have things ready to go. It actually hit landfall at 11:15 in the evening, East Coast time, between Cape Lookout and Beaufort, going about topping at about 100 miles an hour, topping at 100 miles an hour. Not so much where it was hitting those North Carolina towns, but where it was heading toward it. And I would say, boy, that would be pretty, thinking of that, that'd be a pretty wild trip. So some are saying this is kind of a doable-ish storm. And they sit out hurricanes. I mean, this is what you do when you live in North Carolina and other places where you kind of handicap, it's seriously, I've seen it, I've been in the middle of this, where they handicap the hurricanes as to what you can ride out and what you can't. And so that's where we start here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How about that? You know, if you're higher up, if you're in a building where you're 8, 9, 10 floors up, and there are some places like that, condominiums and such, in some of these areas where this is happening, you know, that's what you're looking at. How sturdy is it? And that whole idea of riding out the storm, though, because you got a lot of vacationers. I don't know. Because I was in a hurricane one time with my family at the Jersey Shore when I was really, really young. It was a hurricane called Hurricane Agnes. Boy, I saw what that hurricane did. I don't think if I didn't have to, I wouldn't ride one out again. I wouldn't do that. It blew away an entire dock, boats, everything. It was nasty. It was nasty. I mean, we were okay. We were fine, but not around us so much. And it wasn't fun for the days following that. And I think of people I know that have been through some terrible things, like Ike. House is just completely wiped out. And Andrew, which smashed into Florida, and the havoc that Andrew did and how tough it was for those people, especially in the Miami area, to really bounce back after that. So this one doesn't seem to be anything like that, but it was going toward Morehead City. That's a big 4th of July place, and it's all along the coast. I mean, the dangerous parts of this are along the coastline. In Wilmington, they say about close to 2 inches of rain fell during 1 hour on Thursday afternoon. So you're going to get flooding. And if you get those 100-mile-an-hour winds, if the If the winds are sustained and they really hit you there, then, you know, forget it. So the governor's a little nervous, Pat McCrory, telling residents and tourists to just stay inside when it's dark because the potential for the storm, it could come in inland. I mean, there's no way to know for sure. Mother Nature doesn't hand us the GPS coordinates of everything that's going to happen exactly when. It's not completely an exact science. So there's some concern. There's concern about storm surges. There's concern about flooding. So far, so good as far as injuries and that kind of stuff with people. There haven't been any big reports about that at this point, and that's good because of the amount of people that you have who are vacationing, visiting, all that kind of stuff. So the guests seem to be hanging in there. And they're just watching and they're waiting, you know. When you get 99, 100-mile-an-hour winds and such, what does it do to the ocean? Think about it. What does it do close to that coastline? Well, of course, it creates waves. 35-foot waves, they're reporting, right offshore from Wilmington. That's pretty high, right? And as long as people are moving back, and as long as they're not stupidly trying to go, because sometimes you'll get that. You'll get somebody with a board who decides they're going to try to ride this, because, wow. I mean, even in the dark, which I don't get that. You see those surges and those winds and then those riptides. You don't want to be in the middle. I mean, even the best swimmers, you are toast. You are going to be hauled out to sea. You know, it just goes to show you never know. The saddest story, and I don't think I've told this story on the air yet, but unrelated briefly, as I do a little sidebar here to the hurricane, recently I had a conversation with somebody about a friend that they had that went to Maui. And when I was there in January, as many of you know, we took my mom to Maui, her ashes. That was kind of her wish because she loved Hawaii. I mean, go figure, her two favorite places, New Jersey and Hawaii. And when we were there, there were some storms previous, and so there were some giant waves initially in the beginning, and some of them were really tough. So just a few weeks after that, there were people that had been there, a family, and the mother was picked up by a wave close to shore. Everybody's in the water. Nobody's thinking anything of it. And the wave smashes her down, and she's paralyzed because of that wave. So when you get these warnings and stuff, and you see that, and you see those red flags, I mean, it's serious. Those rip currents can be just deadly. And, of course, the waves, when it's mashing up, and that's what's happening in those parts. And they were seeing that in the afternoon, too. I mentioned a couple of places, Massachusetts, Virginia, tropical storm warning. South Carolina falls into that, too. There's a tornado watch even for 10 of the counties in North Carolina. Certainly a state of emergency has been declared for the 23 counties. And there are people without power. That always happens. There's almost 8,000 people without power in Wilmington, North Carolina. And they even, in some places, they've even got a curfew going. So be careful if you're listening to me anywhere where this impact is starting to be felt. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Can I put in something like, this is American music, take one. One, two, three, four. Do you like American music? I like American music. Don't you like American music, baby?
Everybody, if the water is swelling near you, please get out of the way. How about Ben Franklin, one of my faves? What did he say? Where liberty dwells, there is my country. Thomas Jefferson, his drinking pen, said, my God, how little do my countrymen know what precious blessings they are in possession of, and which no other people on earth enjoy. Don't we know that now? Look at the press that is happening at the border. This is truly part of the biggest buzz in the backyard, especially if you're anywhere near the border where it's affecting you. It's affecting your neighborhood. And, you know, and this is nothing new. You have a congressman who says, wow, U.S. bases are becoming like refugee camps for immigrants. Well, no kidding. And why did that happen? Because there was no plan. The theme for this show, reaction always after the fact. I mean, how many times have we seen this? How can you not have a system in place? Of course, nothing's foolproof. And it wouldn't have been an easy thing to implement anyway, but okay. If I know it's going to be touchy, if I know I'm going to have to try to get people to embrace the idea, then why wouldn't I try to make sure that this transition was smooth? Well, of course it's not smooth, because there's a massive push to get into the United States and trying to figure out how to process and where you're putting them, the unaccompanied children, because that's the new term. Where are they being processed? What's happening to the others who have people with them? What's happening with the cartels, by the way, which are exploiting this immigration crisis for what? To smuggle drugs in. There's major distractions. Of course there is, because there's not enough people. It's where you need the National Guard to really step in. I don't know why there hasn't been a bigger call, frankly, for the National Guard to do just that. All right. I always say, if you have no time to jump on the phone lines at 855-266-5283, then you need to send an email. You'll feel better. Get it off your chest. Hey, maybe you have something great to tell us. You send that to americatonight.net. So without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Brian, who says, Kate Delaney, long time no talk. I used to call the show all the time, but my hours have changed. I have been listening to the show. I actually downloaded on the GCN site, and I've told other people about it. You know, it's infuriating what we're seeing go on at the border, because it doesn't really add up. And it's sad for the kids who maybe really, because of the policy, should be there. Who knows who should and shouldn't? How many kids are being exploited? How many kids will end up dead as a result of this? Who knows the human trafficking aspect? Most of it is pretty ugly, I have to say. This idea of an immigration reform plan at this point is just so ridiculous. This tsunami, this wall of people crossing the border, we don't know who they are. We have to just try to decipher it, throw it on the shoulders of immigration, on the shoulders of the Border Patrol agents. I love the California town that said, nuh-uh, forget it, and they had to bust them back to San Diego. Good for them. They didn't want to be exploited and told that they have to do something. It's like a wild traffic jam. And you know how you feel about traffic jams, at least most people. They try to figure out ways to get out of line. What's next? Yeah, I feel your frustration. I have said, I've seen it. You know, they're talking about in Colorado that the Department of Motor Vehicles is overwhelmed with requests for licenses. Non-citizens want to put their hands on those licenses because they certainly can. And they had to shut it down. They had to shut down the whole site on Wednesday because there were so many people that were jumping on the site. Now they're actually trying to make appointments to get the driver's licenses so that they don't have that happen. They're pushing the scheduling appointment at the driver's license office. And they say that, and this is interesting, the page averaged 70,000 hits an hour, a high of 107,000 hits hourly. Compared to what normally it is, you know what normally is? 8,100. Wow! Clearly, there's a big interest to get those licenses. And they've already, because how are they going to schedule all these appointments? They've already scheduled almost 900 of them. 100 appointments an hour. And what is the, why is it happening there, which is unrelated to the leap across the border? They call it SB 12251. Colorado Road and Community Safety Act. So what they did was they legally allowed the state to issue driver's licenses to people who can't demonstrate lawful presence in the United States. They can only show temporary lawful presence. They granted that they could do that starting August 1st. Licenses to verified applicants will be issued at that time. What is the verified person? Well, you're not here in this country. You have no way to prove you're here legally, but let's process you through. Ugh. I think there's going to be people that are going to have to wait a very long time. I mean, here's the other thing. What if you're just somebody that lives there, and you're trying to make the appointment to get the driver's license. Good luck trying to fish around through the sea of people that you're going to have to fight now who aren't citizens. I think in Colorado, while they focus on what's happening with pot, their state is going to pot in other areas, and there is specifically a reason why. Oh, that would be major backlash, I would think. Oh, major, major, major backlash. If you have extra time and you want to read some regulations, I happened to catch wind of this earlier in the day. The 4th of July weekend, of course, is upon us, and we're right in the middle of it. The Department of Health and Human Services released 1,296 pages of new regulations dealing with payment rates to doctors and hospitals. That's crazy. Who has time to read that? It's called an information dump. Dense, thick regulatory changes when most people are focused on holidays. So they're not focusing on what's in that report. It's not there. If you remember, someone cleverly pointed out to me in a conversation today that the last time around, the administration used the days surrounding the July 4th holiday as a way to announce a delay in the employer mandate and to disclose that the exchanges would operate on the honor system without really verifying information. Oh, my, oh, my. Which brings us to our next one, Stacy, who says, "Hi, Kate Delaney and the listeners of America. Tonight, I just went through the whole Obamacare thing. I wish I could say thumbs up. I'm not anti-Obama per se, but I don't like at all Obamacare or Affordable Care Act or whatever they call it, because my rates have gone up and it's confusing as to what doctor's in. I'm getting billed for insane things. I'm relatively healthy, and you can bet I'm going to try to be even more healthy because I really don't want to go to a doctor. So why am I paying for this cockamamie health insurance and yet I'm forced to do it or pay a fine? And then if I don't have some sort of health insurance, that's exactly when something catastrophic will happen to you. So I'm kind of caught in between a rock and a hard place. I hope they straighten this out soon. Frustrated. Thanks, Kate." Well, this is also the same drumbeat we've been hearing, that cancellations, premiums are higher. It's rough. Hang in there, Stace. Thanks to everybody who sent emails to America Tonight.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again.
Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Talking about what's going on at the VA and what happened in this crazy scandal where we're not even to the bottom of this yet, certainly at this point. And, you know, it's just awful when we think we've got the 4th of July holiday coming up and so many veterans have called us. I just did a thing with wounded warriors, and I can't tell you some of the people that I met and some of the things that I saw that I'm going to bring back to the show. So we've got Dr. David Hochberg in the wings. He's a senior fellow, as you all know. He's been on the show many times at the National Center for Public Policy Research. And he's really been diving into this veterans thing and says that veterans will eventually suffer like this again as long as we have bureaucracy that's in charge of all of this. So, Doc, first of all, thanks again for coming back on the show. And when you talk about bureaucracy, you're saying that if we continue to operate the veterans' facilities the way they are right now, it's not going to really get fixed all the way across the board?
That's pretty much what I'm saying. If you really want to understand the VA scandal, you really have to look at the incentives and constraints that bureaucracies like the Veterans Administration face. And I'll talk about some of them here. First of all, like most bureaucracies, the VA's customers you know, the veterans that, you know, actually need health care, they don't actually control the funding. And, you know, if you compare that to, say, a market, well, in a market, customers do control the funding. And if, let's say, business A makes its customers wait too long for a service, then, you know, the customers will take their money elsewhere that don't make them wait. And business A will take a hit on its revenues, and it will have to shape up or go under. But with the VA, there is not that sort of, I guess, as we call now, a feedback loop. There's no, you know, financial custom consequences for bad, you know, customer service. So because of that, you know, you get oftentimes get poor quality health care.
Yeah, and the whole thing with this incentives deal and the fact that, you know, that was one of the more horrific things that we keep hearing about in these investigations and, you know, initially what broke out of Phoenix. And as long as that funnel's going on, I mean, how is it that there's no consequence for, so far anyway, for what these different administrators have done? Don't you find that just unacceptable?
Well, I find it unacceptable, but not surprising. Another thing about the VA, like most bureaucracies, is that they have civil service protection, which makes it very, very difficult to fire anyone. And when you can't fire an employee, let's say, for dishonesty, in this case, in the VA, actually manipulating the data on wait time so that they actually look better than they otherwise were. When there's not, you know, when you can't fire an employee for that, there's, you know, not the sort of constraint on that you need on cheating. So, you know, if having good data on wait times means, let's say, raises and promotions for employees in the bureaucracy, and there's little downside to manipulating the data, you know, when it doesn't look good, well, you know, you don't need to be a genius to figure out what's going to happen. Now, let me just make one point of clarification. I'm not saying that all government employees or most VA employees are dishonest. In fact, I'm sure most of them are honest. I'm just pointing out that, you know, look, most people are neither saints nor criminals. And if you have this kind of incentive structure that doesn't punish dishonesty and arguably, in fact, rewards it, you're at much greater risk of slightly more people being dishonest.
Yeah, boy, that's the truth, isn't it? And how about this whole thing about that, and I mentioned Phoenix, that what happened was this move to the Sun Belt. Is that just a fallacy of the wait times?
It's rubbish. look, that comes from a journalist by the name of Philip Longman, who wrote a book a number of years ago called The Best Care Anywhere, Why the VA... why VA healthcare is better than yours. And as you can imagine, he's had to, you know, in the wake of this, he's had to scramble a little bit. And one of the things he's done is he's claimed that, you know, that this was largely occurred in VA facilities in the Sun Belt region. And for your listeners who don't know, that's the region that kind of starts in Nevada and Southern California and then runs across the southern states all the way to Florida and then inches up usually into South Carolina and North Carolina. And he basically said that what happened here is that veterans migrated to the Sun Belt areas, especially veterans that were retiring. You know, retirees love to generally go where there's, you know, sun, right? And that the veterans facilities in a lot of those areas were not prepared for this, and they were kind of overwhelmed, and that's what led to the wait times and ultimately the wait time scandal. The problem is the evidence doesn't support that. I mean, if you look at the VA's recent audit of the scandal, there are 81 problem facilities, what they called facilities that need, you know, quote unquote, further review. And you just look at those, and 41 of them were in the Sun Belt, and 40 were not. With the help of my industrious intern, Scott, we tracked down data in both Government Accountability Office reports and Office of the Inspector General reports on wait times in the VA. And of the specific facilities that were examined in those reports, 21 were in the Sun Belt and 22 were not. So, you know, this is really not a scandal that is restricted to a particular geographic area. It is clearly a scandal that's system-wide. And the reason it's a system-wide scandal scandal, across the nation, is that the VA is a bureaucracy and it faces certain incentives and constraints that I just laid out.
Yeah, talking about that and breaking down those numbers, you've seen this because you've certainly covered this for a long time. I can remember when you were doing stuff for Investors Business Daily, and there you were talking about healthcare and Medicare. But then you compare the situation with the VA and the funding and waiting for budgets and all that kind of stuff. And some people say, well, just jack up the budgets. I mean, if you could go back to that and roll the budgets back. But that's not the answer, is it?
No, not really. I mean, you can jack up the budgets all you want. I mean, more often than not, a bureaucracy is going to find a way to spend it inefficiently. you got to understand that probably what they need here is more efficient management of nurses and doctors. But bureaucracies tend to hire administrators because that's where the raises are, that's where the promotions are, and so forth. So, spending more money really isn't going to be the answer. The answer is to let the veterans control the resources to spend on their own health care. Let them decide where to go. Don't leave them, kind of stranded in the VA. I mean, once that happens, you'll actually get, choice for veterans. It'll lead to competition, and, these sorts of things like wait times are much less likely to happen.
Yeah, you said something interesting there. Isn't this kind of the theme for the problem with healthcare, choice and competition? Isn't this part of what the problem is overall in general, if we were going to make a blanket statement about where we are with healthcare?
If there's not enough choice and competition in it, I think that's, that would pretty well sum up much of the healthcare system, absolutely.
And as you watch this, because you've seen this pendulum and where it's gone and now the arc and where we are at this point, like I said, you've covered this certainly, and this is in your wheelhouse, seemingly almost from day one, I'll say, and you're working on it. You're working on a book called Medicare's Victims, How the U.S. Government's Largest Healthcare System Harms Patients and Impairs Physicians. For you, was this like watching the train that come right at you?
Well, this was more kind of like, I suppose, watching, Britain's National Health Service land on our shores, unlike Medicare, Medicare doesn't actually run the hospitals and hire the physicians and so forth. The VA actually does. So this is across the board a socialized system, much like this is socialized medicine, just like the National Health Service in Britain. So, while there are some wait times, with Medicare and especially with Medicaid, what happened at the Veterans Administration, I think, was far worse, and that's simply because it is a socialized system.
And it's part of the problem with all of this is because, I've talked for a long time, is that there wasn't enough research, enough conversation with the doctors themselves. I mean, I can remember seeing a lot of photo ops of a handful of doctors, but really a lot of doctors weren't involved in the conversation. Do you think that's part of the problem for how this thing is rolled out?
Oh, I suspect, I'm sure that has something to do with it. I mean, I've read numerous stories. For example, I remember Dr. Hal Schertz, who was in the Wall Street Journal a little while back, talking about his experience and the experience of other physicians working at the VA. And every time a physician tried to come up with some innovative way of taking care of the problem, the higher up said no. this violates the rules and procedures. And look, bureaucracies generally don't reward employees who start outperforming the other employees, as opposed to the private sector where, you're going to probably get, a raise and get promoted because it helps the bottom line. There's not really a bottom line in the VA. So, to the extent that they hamstrung doctors who were, trying to find ways to solve the problem, of course that had something to do with it. Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Dr. David Hoberg, have a terrific 4th of July, even if it's a wet one. We appreciate your time
yeah,
here
you
on
have
America.
A good one, too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Whoa! This is big! Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark. As ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky, and you realize you are not prepared.
I'm telling you, yes, take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to My Patriot Supply. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Here at the tail end of this hour. Yeah, so check this out. A couple of old-timers, I'm not old-timers in the sense that they've been watching and been deeply involved in Republican politics, had a few things to say about the Republicans, including Karl Rove, who says the GOP has to present a positive vision in 2016. If they're going to win, that's what it has to be, positive vision. Okay, so we see what's happening with the VA. We see what's happening with the illegal kids, I mean, the unaccompanied children at the border. The first level, massively high, doesn't matter politics in this case, in either one of these, I don't think, immigration or when it comes to the VA, because a lot of people are frustrated, unhappy, have expressed that same opinion on both sides of the aisle. This is what the wise old Rove said. He says voter unhappiness with the prez should not be the sole campaign approach for Republican candidates in 2016. They got to have a positive vision for the country. He was on Fox. You know, he's a commentator there. He was on Greta's show. And he said, don't count on that whole dissatisfaction thing. And I agree. I think it's a big mistake. It can be a stepping stone when there's frustration over the president that it's an advantage to the next party. But a Quinnipiac poll, easy for me to say, showed that Americans think Obama is the worst president since World War II, and that 45% to 38% think America would be better off if Romney had beaten Obama in 2008. It's the first time I heard that. So it's what's happening in the second term. But I do agree that you can't just focus on that. And he gave a good example. I mean, I give him credit for this one. He gave an example. He said, think about Ronald Reagan, who played off the failures of Jimmy Carter, but which was huge. It gave him a leg up. But he did talk about strong national defense, because that was what was happening with Carter, and tax cuts to get the economy moving. So he had something else in his bag of tricks. I mean, he wasn't just smashing Jimmy Carter around. He had something to offer. So there has to be something that can be thrown out there to bounce off of the president was crappy in his second term. Look at the things that happened. Iraq, for goodness sake, extra monies we had to pump in, the VA scandal, how that was handled. I think the immigration nightmare is the big thing right now. That's the massive Achilles heel. You can't just use that, though. There has to be, he's right, there has to be something more to it. Ed Rollins, who I actually like. I like Ed Rollins. He's a good campaign, I think a strong campaign advisor. He said nobody should be shocked by the failure of Obama's two terms in office. Now, he is a wily veteran on the Republican side for the elephants. As far as campaign consultants go, a lot of people look to Ed Rollins because of the successes he has in reading the tea leaves. And he says that without a doubt, I mean, this has just been a rough second term, especially the economic crisis and what happened with the economy, military, the two wars, how to deal with Congress, various things that he struggled with. And Rollins was the campaign director for the Reagan-Bush campaign in 84. So he says that, you know, the likelihood he's going to lose the Senate or his party's going to lose Senate seats is pretty good. It's pretty good with the chaos that's happening. And so he's not surprised by what we're seeing in the polls and that kind of stuff. But the Republicans have to be able to capitalize on it. And he just kind of scoffs at the portrayal of the elephants as wanting to take away birth control rights of women following the Supreme Court's ruling on Hobby Lobby's objection to paying for abortion-inducing contraceptives. The thing that people missed about the Hobby Lobby thing, I said it a zillion times on America Tonight, is there was 20 different types of contraception. It was four that they were talking about, the morning after pill and anything that was related to abortion. I mean, anything that could be considered, depending on your point of view, something that would be like abortion or steps toward that. That's why the after pill, they said no, especially that was heavy on the list. And the others aren't off of it. And for some reason, there wasn't too much conversation about it. It's a little bit different than none. Forget about it. We're not going there. We're not paying that. That's different. That sort of creates this false narrative out there. And then that's why the Supreme Court, I think, went in the direction that it went in. So we'll see what that positive vision is in 2016, what it is. I mean, I agree with that. It has to be, what are the results? It's like a campaign. When you see a campaign for anything, whether it's for fast food, whether it's for some kind of brand of shoe, whether it's for something that, whatever it is that people want you to buy, if it's all about the product, but it's not about what this thing will do for you, well, who cares? So what will the Republicans do? They have to have that messaging out there to combine with some of the disasters that have had that have happened in the second term. A couple of other things to throw up at the end, because, you know, this is the whole, we're in the midst of the 4th of July weekend, and I think of the 4th of July and how big that was for my family. It's like Flag Day, 4th of July, Memorial Day. It's just a very, very big deal. And growing up not far from downtown Philadelphia, I think had a lot to do with it. The Liberty Bell and, you know, Independence Hall, all of the things that were related to liberty. So in school, we had massive amounts of that, massive amounts of how the government was formed and what happened. And now they have a Constitution Center in Philly that you can't miss. If you go to Philadelphia, you got to see the Liberty Bell, and don't comment on how small it is. And you also have to go see the Constitution Center, too, because that's also pretty cool. It was Daniel Webster who said, "May the sun in his course visit no land more free, more happy, more lovely than this our own country." Let's hope on this 4th of July weekend that we carry that around with us and remember what happened before and remember what we want to do as we take steps forward to leave the country in that condition for the people who come behind. What is our legacy? What is our legacy that we are leaving for future generations in a very young country? People forget that we're just not that old. These are still big, important moves that happened every single day. And I think we can't ignore what we're leaving to the people and the generations that come after. It goes back to that John F. Kennedy quote, "And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what is it that you are willing to do, I'm taking liberty here, for your country? What can we," and this was his specific quote, "what together we can do for the freedom of man. Not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man." Think about that over the long weekend.
FoodSupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.